The challenges of this world are a lot. Hello everyone and welcome back to the On Air with Ola podcast. So in today's episode, I'm going to be answering the questions or dilemma that was sent to the anonymous link. I'm so sorry that I am just recording this now because I had sent the link a long time ago, but due to some things I could not record and I'm just recording. And I am not going to be answering the dilemmas alone. I have somebody that is going to be joining me. Introduce yourself.
Hi everybody, with you is Ayon Petra Jomoilom. I'm a student of law and I'm also a writer. I'm also into tech and I'm also a life coach.
Thank you. Triple threat. Thank you for agreeing to be on this episode. And also thank you to everybody that sent their dilemmas. Thank you very, very much. So we're just going to get straight into it. So the first one is, I don't know if this is a problem or not. I have friends, but I feel like I don't have friends. Call me paranoid, but I've noticed some things and not sure if I'm the problem. Where do we start from?
Please, can you repeat the question?
So, he or she has friends. She even probably he, I don't know. He puts the friends in quotes and said, I have friends, but I feel like I don't have friends. He has noticed some things, and he's not sure whether he's the problem. And we don't have a lot of information in this one, so I don't know. Yeah. But I feel like, okay, if you are already doubting your friendship with someone, do you think they're your friends? Because there's something people are always saying, that once you doubt your standing with someone, that means it never exists in the first place. So do you agree with that?
Okay, I'll answer the questions in two ways.
Okay.
The first way I used to answer the question is, you can be the problem, your friend can be the problem. If there's a problem in the friendship, it can either be from you or your friend. So I feel you just need to evaluate it. Then, because there's a problem, doesn't mean the friendship can't still work out. Doesn't mean they can't.
But it depends on the type of problem.
But it depends on the types of problem and how frequent it occurs. If it's a problem that you feel, it's not something you can deal with, or not something you want to deal with, then you can just... But something you need to know is, as much as you need to be careful to get into friendship, once you are in one, you have to also be careful to remove yourself from it. You don't just remove yourself from any friend once a problem arises.
Yes.
So, I feel you just need to evaluate it. And we don't have a lot of information on this whole issue. So, we can't
give a
precise answer concerning it. But, send my peace.
Yeah, I don't have anything really to add. Treasure has said it also. Let's move on to the next one. And the next one is, school is low-key hard. I cry almost every day. I'm not laughing at you, my dear. I'm thinking of dropping out, but I'm very hesitant. Encourage me. Myself, I'm thinking of dropping out. There's no week. I don't think there's any week I don't sit down to think about my life.
Bro.
I should have just left a trade or something.
It was all a lie. It was what they told us about uni and school.
And I always remember when they said, don't worry, once you graduate, you can play.
Just do whatever you want. My dear, it's everywhere. But please don't drop out.
Don't drop out.
We have to bag this degree together, okay. My dear.
Okay, let's give actual encouragement now. Let me tell you, like I said in the other episode, the last episode, it actually only gets better. To be very honest, actually,
does it get better?
It's the way you looked at me. This was actually a whole debate in the last episode, whether it actually gets better or not.
Better?
It does. Though some people are of the opinion that it doesn't get better because your problems might increase.
Mine has not gotten any better.
Mine has gotten better.
Okay.
Even though, so the problems that I have to deal with now, of course, they are more complex than the problems that I have to deal with. But the thing is that because of the problems I've gone through before, I am better equipped to handle this one.
Yours have not gotten better, but you have gotten better.
Yeah, exactly.
You got
better. So it only gets better.
We can see it that way.
Because as you are developing and you are progressing, you are better equipped to handle these problems. If they put this your old you in the current problems you are facing, will you be able to survive?
No.
Exactly.
No, not at all.
And those problems that you thought you would never be able to overcome them, if they put the current you there, you will just, like, it's really like a walk in the park. So I think it actually just gets better. My problems in 100 level that I thought it was
I remember one time, it was just one topic that was giving me issue in 100 level. But now, I'm like...
It was one English course. Yes. That was the problem of my life.
That was my life problem. Yes, exactly. But now I'm looking at it now. So is that a problem now?
So that's the problem.
That's the problem.
You just look at some things and you'll be like, so don't worry, this problem that you are facing, it's maybe the next level you get. So I don't know whether you're in secondary school or what. You will just look back and so that's it.
Honestly, I want to add this, as much as school is tough, always just have a schedule for everything. And don't just have a schedule for school activities alone. Have a schedule to also do rest. What you love doing, to rest. Because before you know what is happening, this school session will be over.
Yes.
And you'll be left with what you're able to do. Mm-hmm. Memories you're able to create. Mm-hmm. Friends you're able to make during that period. So as much as, you want to be into all school things, don't lose yourself in the process. You have to find this schedule to balance everything up.
Because some people bury themselves a lot into school activities. Yes. It might even be just watching one movie that just gets you out of that. Sleeping. True.
My dear, rest. And you don't have to be everywhere.
Exactly.
Being everywhere is a stress. If you can stay in your hostel, there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. It won't kill you.
Another thing, don't compare yourself with other people.
My dear, don't.
You'll be going to the faculty. You think you're not the serious one that you're not reading. What if I'm going to the faculty because of Wi-Fi?
Do you get? Or to go and meet someone.
Or you end up going there. You end up talking. And they will not come back later. You'll be feeling bad that, you were reading. So, see, everybody learns at different spaces.
This is at your space. Don't let anybody... make you feel bad or make you feel less or make you feel you're not doing anything or you're lazy, my dear. No, that it doesn't count.
Because some people read the first day of resumption. So you finish class. They're going to the library. You'll not be feeling bad. You'll be comparing. You start thinking.
I'll use one experience as an example, self. I like going to the library, but people think I'm going there to read. Sometimes I don't know what to go there because the Wi-Fi there is very strong. And their AC there is... you stay in that AC, my dear. But then, to people that are not in the library, they'll say, this guy has gone to jack. Meanwhile, now Wi-Fi and AC can read there.
You get...
So don't let... Don't just compare yourself. Just do things at your own will. Then don't also be too...
Lax about it. Just find a balance, to be very honest.
Exactly.
And we're all in this together. Don't worry. It'll be fine. The next one that I have is... I have a certain way I do my things. And I don't like it when people touch or move things that is in my personal space. And only two people are allowed in my space. My problem is, I still get angry when they touch or do things in a way I don't like.
I don't understand this question.
So, let's say she likes having a personal space and she doesn't like people in her space. But only two people have access to her space. But even those two people, she still gets annoyed when they touch her things in a way she doesn't like. So, basically, maybe she's asking not what she should do. You don't like people in your personal space. I don't think anybody really likes anyone in their personal space.
But I think you have to adjust.
Exactly.
You have to adjust because when I resumed uni, my roommate in 100 level was telling me that I have traces of OCD in me. That I'm too... I like things being too orderly.
You're obsessive.
Do you get? But then... This 100 level, I can say myself that I've reduced because you just have to adjust. Have to adapt because now I was in the room of 2 in 100 level. My 200 in 100 when level. I was in my 200 level, I had to be in the room of 4. So you cannot say that I will still carry that same behavior there.
Exactly.
Because you just have to adapt. You have to adjust. Fine, it might not be easy, but then you have to adjust. But letting people into your personal space, you also have to be careful because there are some people that might actually piss you off and all. So I feel you just have to.
And this person is saying only two people have access. So that means you've streamlined it to only two people. People will definitely annoy you. I think you should have a balance. Some things, it's not everything you see that you complain about. You have to overlook some things just for the sake of peace. And I think, let me just assume that these people also understand how you can be very detailed. And so they themselves, they're also trying to accommodate you.
Yeah.
So you people are both trying. If there is a need for you to speak up, maybe they are already getting too comfortable and they are moving your things too much. You can just say that. She might have told you that I don't like you moving this my thing.
Yes, yes, yes. Then if you are too serious about this issue of personal space, this, like, I don't know, you will know. I don't know how to explain it. But people will never want to move
to you. To you.
People will not want to come with, like, come where you are. People will not want to relate to you because they're like, oh, this person is always too detailed, too orderly. So I feel like once in a while we should, like,
be free.
Be free. Do you get? Fine, it might not be easy. Sometimes allow people to come there, then do the duty of
cleaning it after they've gone.
And putting it in other bag. Just so that it's not happening to you that there is people that, yes, you're a monster or something.
But I feel like one thing that is very necessary is that from the very beginning, set your boundary.
Yes,
it can't be after I've already started talking to you, or this person has started talking to you, that's when you realize that you don't like them sitting on your bed. That is the church. So from the very beginning, okay, the chair, sit on the chair. So anytime I'm coming to you, I know she doesn't like me. Yes, let me sit on the bed. Once you've established that, moving forward in that friendship, that is what I know.
Because it's actually hard to set boundary in the middle of a friendship.
Exactly.
Because she's already used to doing things that's
certain way. So very true. The next one is, what do you think about them trying to cast an Indian for Rapunzel? I think this has to do with the old Disney kid.
Yes.
Treasure, you don't look like someone that watches cartoon. You're serious.
No.
You watch
cartoon? I think that was one of my favorite cartoon growing up, Seth. Rapunzel.
Yeah.
Was she not the one with long hair?
Yes. Your favorite cartoon, but you don't remember.
No, I can't remember, but that means I watched a lot of cartoons. For me to say, is she the one? So I'm not mixing it up.
Well, basically, like, this thing that Disney is doing, casting different, like, the thing they did with Ariel. Did you watch Ariel cartoon? I don't bring wrong person. She's not really. So basically, in the cartoon, the Disney cartoon, The Little Mermaid, Ariel is the main character. She has red hair and she's obviously a white character. When they did the live action movie, it was acted by a black person, and her hair, it was locks. So people were confused that why don't you make the characters that actually look like the cartoon characters axis? And so some people wanted to make it a whole thing, like it's not that deep, and they are trying to include other races. Well, some people have the opinion that, okay, if you are saying you want to be inclusive, other races should have their own stories. Create stories for black characters, don't mix characters into. So now they are saying Rapunzel, they want to cast Rapunzel.
What me I can say is, according to what I've seen about Indian movies, no, they should not try it. Indian movies should not try
it. They're not saying it's Indian. The actress they want to cast is Indian.
They should not use. No, I don't agree. I'm not in support.
Okay, what of the world? No. Casting like a black character, a black person to act the white character, the white cartoon.
Okay, the thing is, I feel maybe it might just give us a whole different vibe, Sha. So it might not be that bad. Might not be that bad.
I think the only thing I have to say is that Disney should stop live action Kini. Just create new cartoons, to be very honest, because every cartoon they have, they want to turn it into a live action movie. Same thing they want to do for Snow White. Just do something here. That's what we have to say. The next one we have is, if you could be in a movie universe, which one would it be? I don't think this one is a dilemma, but I would not be in any movie universe. Thank you very much. I'm not even interested.
At all.
Sometimes I'll be watching some movies, I'm like, people get problem. Even the ones that their lives are seemingly interesting, I don't really think I would want to be in it. I'm lying. I don't even remember. I don't think I can remember any movie like now currently that I'll just say straight.
Yes, I can't remember any.
My life is a movie, you guys. And I'm the main character.
It's plenty.
So I'm fine in this movie that I am living in. Thank you very much. Then there's one other question. Yeah, okay. I actually received this question like about 4 times. And the question is, and different days, in fact, do you know God?
Please come and teach me.
my own is why the person sent me the question like 4 different exactly. times, different days, and the time was different. But I think this person really wants to know. So yes, I know God.
Yeah, she does. Thank you. She does.
The next question is, what do you do when you realize you cannot be the hero in everyone's story? This hits home.
Let me breathe down.
this touched me.
Do you want to go first?
Go first.
Okay. The thing is, in a movie I watched of recent, someone was like, you can't help everybody. As much as yes. I think in that movie, maybe someone was trying to stop injustice or something. I can't really remember. But I know someone made a statement that you can't help everybody. If you want to help everybody, you will lose yourself.
Real.
So I feel you should realize that now. You can't be an hero in everyone's story. Sometimes you might be doing something good, but the person will still see you as someone bad. So I feel the little people you can help, just help them. Fine. Sometimes you might see someone going through something, you might want to help, you might want to help. You can do the little you want, you can to help, but it's not everybody you can help because finances will limit you, resources available will limit you, different things will limit you. So I just feel you can just help the little people you can help and that's it. You can't be an hero in everyone's story
at all.
Even in normal movies, self, the hero, some people used to hate the hero in the movies. So not everybody can see you as their hero, and you can't be the hero in everyone's story. So just little people you can help, your own circle of friends and other people around that are around you. Just help them and let them see that okay. And you don't necessarily have to be the hero in their story for you to do something good.
Yes.
You can just be helping them in a little way. Just a little thing. You can just help them once and they will never forget you. So you don't have to be the hero for you to just I don't know if you get it.
Yes. Not everybody even likes Pounded Yam.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is when you think about it.
So
but yes, I agree with everything Treasure said. You know, this one reason why this question even hit home is because I can relate to it so badly. Because I think I have the problem of you want to help everybody.
You want to help, and you feel bad when you cannot help.
And I think that, see, there should be a limit to it. It's a good thing to want to help.
I don't think you can do it to everybody, so there should be a limit.
Even the people that you are able to, you know, actually help to an extent, the thing with this problem of wanting to be an hero in people's life is that even if you are able to help them, you will never feel satisfied. Because the feeling only ends up growing. It's always growing. So even if you help this person, you always feel like you've not done enough. And sometimes we put a lot of pressure in our selves. And as Treasure said, you might not even be in the right circumstance to help that person. What if it's someone you're trying to help? Some problems are bigger than us. I can't even lie. Can you imagine like me, we are both the same age, maybe we're like 16, and you're dealing with very deep family problems that they are way beyond both of us. We can even the adults in your life, they are trying so hard to navigate it. And you come to tell me
there's a limit to what I can really do. I can just maybe talk or like limit.
And so I just want to say, for those of us that always feel the need to constantly help people, and I'm saying it to myself, not like I'm evil, I'm doing it, I'm just trying. Let's try to be easier on ourselves.
Yes.
Because you help people so much, you end up losing yourself in the process.
Then don't feel bad for not helping. I don't know how to explain it. I'm not saying you should not help, but don't feel bad.
Know your limits.
You are not able to. Don't feel bad. You can't help everybody. Even the president of a country can't assist every single citizen in the country. You can't help every single person. So the little you can do, the little they've sent you to, just do it. Let your mind just have your peace. That's it.
That's good. Let's move on to the next one. This one says, what should I do if I am always telling my friend to stop doing a particular thing, yet they keep on doing
it? These friendship issues, they're shoku. They're shoku. One more.
If you are telling your friend, you tell somebody, I don't like this thing, and they keep doing that particular thing, I want to say they don't like you. Maybe not they don't like you, but they don't care about
they
your
don't
feelings.
Care about, yes.
If
yes.
I have expressed my feelings to you consistently and constantly, and especially if you know maybe the type of friend you have, she does not like expressing her feelings, and she opened her mouth.
It's at that time.
She said, I don't like this thing. Yeah, and you still continue doing it. Not once, not twice. And the person keeps telling you. I think maybe at a point, just detach yourself to an extent.
Yeah. And that is why I feel she detach yourself. Is because, for example, if me and Priscilla are friends, and I've told Priscilla that I don't like something, I also need to look at that. Maybe what I don't like is a character of Priscilla that she cannot stop.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another reason I need to detach myself. Because if something she keeps on doing,
can't help
maybe
it.
She can't help it. Something like that. And I can't risk my mental health
at the expense of
a character. So I feel both of you don't match each other's energy. So you just need to detach yourself.
Yeah. Facts. And I think it's very easy to say detach yourself.
Yeah.
It's very easy.
It's not easy to actually do.
So I think just evaluate, do you really want to keep on at the expense?
And is it something you can still overlook and find a way to go around it? Fine.
Maybe meet yourselves halfway.
Yes, like,
but so,
is this something you can navigate around something like that?
Walk around. Yeah. So consider if it's something very your core values,
deep.
Yes.
I don't think you align your values.
Yes, just walk away. Yeah. The next one is, so my best friend just traveled out. My best friend just traveled out and she did not tell me. I found out from our other friends who she is not as close to. And this is not the first time something like this is happening. What should I do? Should I text her or should I...
If you want to answer this question, I will answer it, number one, as a Yoruba person. Then number two, I can answer it from your perspective as the girl's best friend.
All right.
So first, let's start with my own Yoruba culture. If I'm traveling today, or any of my friends that listen to this podcast, sorry if I not tell you, but as a Yoruba girl... Born and breaded. Understand me, I don't have beef with you, but for my culture, you're not to tell that person you want to travel. I don't know. But
I feel like it's not even a Yoruba thing in Nigeria. Everybody is just looking over there.
It's not just a Yoruba thing, so I feel like you just understand the person, but then I understand how you'll be feeling. Like,
this thing is different. She said. She didn't tell you, but she told other friends.
Oh,
and you the
I
so called,
get that part.
You the so-called
best friend.
Found out from other people.
You're not a best friend.
And this is not the first time she's doing something like that.
Oh, I did not get that part. Ah.
Ah, sorry.
No, sorry. So you're not a best friend.
So
best friend.
She text her. I think let it go.
No, don't text her. Just let it go. I knew you never had a best friend.
Just let it go. Just your pride. Just use it and don't say anything.
You don't need to text her. There's some things you should not text about because you not make you feel like...
There's this thing that... this mentality that I have. Or I don't know. I'm trying to... It does not work in every situation. So I'm trying to limit the situations I apply to. And that's the thing that... When I notice that there's this particular way someone is behaving towards me, sometimes it depends on the situation. What comes to my mind is, what if they are trying to cut me off from their life? Mm. And me, I'm not getting the hints. I will not use my big head and go there. I'll be like, exactly. I notice, what if they are actually trying to cut you off? Because there are sometimes you might try to cut some people off from your life. Maybe you don't want to tell them, I'm cutting off my life. You are trying to distance yourself, and they are not getting the hints. They keep coming. It can get annoying. So sometimes I put myself in their shoes. I'm like, Abi, this person is trying to cut me off. But this is not a good mentality to have in every situation. I mean, sometimes you actually ask the person, okay, maybe if you've asked and they are still doing it, maybe, just maybe. True. But what you have said, this is not the first time they are doing it. And I'm guessing you've probably confronted the person. And she's still doing it. Someone you call your best friend. She moved her whole life from this country.
She told another person.
She told another person.
She did not tell her best friend. So, you never had the best friend though. You need to go and search on that one.
Maybe she was moving away, she's trying to remove
it. Send a message she's not interested again, something like that.
And she didn't even, from what you're saying, even after she traveled, she has not reached out since. You are finding
don't,
her from
don't, please don't text her. Don't just, text her, no.
If she texts, should she reply the message?
Yeah, I think if she texts, then you now have to reply the message.
But you will not reply with, I heard you traveled.
Yes, reply to the message she sent.
And if she mentions it, congrats.
Yeah, exactly.
Congrats.
But don't, if she texts you, don't ignore her message, because then it looks like you guys are keeping malice or something. Don't keep malice with her. Don't fight with her. Just know that, oh, life happened.
Yes. So maybe you were the one that thought you were the best friends.
So you guys just fell apart, but you are not keeping malice or anything. Mm-hmm. It just didn't work out.
True. So the next one is, what should I do? There is this person that keeps calling me her best friend, but she is not my best friend. Should I tell her or should I just play along?
I don't know what to say.
So, I think I've been in this type of situation before. And it's, the thing is that it's not even the person. Because of how close me and this person because they always see us talking to each other, everybody now implied that we're best friends. So everybody will be like, your best friend. I'm like, I don't have a best friend though. So one way or the other, it's not like they've put that tag on you. Somehow situation to be in, because I don't even have any best friends. I people that have best friends, I'm even happy for you. It's not like it's actually something I crave.
I'm not craving for it, but I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for you. I'm glad you have that connection.
Exactly. I'm not craving for
it. I don't know if I want to have. My mom is my best friend and my younger sister.
Exactly. My entire family is my best friend. Too much is a crowd, so no, I'm okay with it.
But that's the thing, it depends on how you're looking at it. Number one, she said you are best friend. She did not say she's your best friend. I think there's this thing that we always think, because someone is your best friend does not mean you have to be their best friend. I guess it depends on how you're looking at it.
True.
So to you, somebody might be your best friend. That's the best friend you have in your life. She's so nice.
But to that person, another person might not be.
Yes, you might just be a close friend, and you know that's actually fine.
Yeah.
So what if that is the case?
And I don't think you should tell her.
That would be like too harsh.
Yes.
You just said that.
Then don't tell her. But then when you want to play along with her, as maybe if she's your close friend, you can play along with her as a close friend, but knowing she's not your best friend, but you are a best friend to her. But she's not a best friend to you.
But now, do you think maybe at a point, maybe you can just randomly mention that, I don't have any best friend though?
Yeah, just deep.
No, because you see, it's us that are looking at it this way. Oh. Because let's say me, I'm calling someone my best friend, and I know I'm not their best friend. I might be fine with it, but another person might not be fine with it. Another person might be of the mentality that I must be your best friend. So what if that's the type of person? Maybe just sometimes, just
give off a behavior that will make her start doubting. I mean, like, sometimes, like, you should give off signals that will make her.
I feel like you can. This thing is not even that deep.
No. She's someone. There are different type of people.
Some people are very sensitive.
Someone that is not really sensitive. I feel you can just like communicate to her in a reasonable manner.
But I don't think it is something that you should sit down and be like, so let's discuss. So you see, you are actually not my best. She did not tell you. She did not say be my best friend. That's even weird. I don't think people do that. And neither did she say, are you my best friend? She said, you are my best friend. So maybe you are even overthinking it. Randomly, you can be discussing me, I admire people that have best friend, though. Me, that don't have best friend. But I don't think it is something that you should. I feel like it's just make everything weird. What was the need of calling
I feel you should not call her. That's true.
You'll figure it out.
Ways to undo it based on the person. Yes. So just sit down and think. But just undo it well so that it will not end up ruining your entire friendship and everything. So I feel you should just undo it well. Don't overthink it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overthink it. But you'll find a solution, my dear.
You'll find a solution. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah. All you best friends, we are rooting for you guys.
Oh my God. The next one is, how can I balance my school and social life? You're asking people that don't have social life. Have you tried your social life?
Let me know. My social life is my bed, bro.
Just sleep and
exactly.
Work.
Exactly. Your school and your social life.
I feel like it's just with every... It's how you manage every aspect of your life. Your personal life, from your professional life, or your work life.
And I feel it's what you are more interested in. Oh, like one time I was listening to one story of one girl. She literally said to her, both her academics and her social life are on the same scale. To another person, her academics is more important than than social life. So I feel it's what you're also interested in. What if to you one is better than the other, then you should devote more time to that. But if it's to you want everything to be on the same scale, I just feel we should just, everything works around the schedule and discipline. Schedule and discipline. I feel those are
know what is important to you.
Yes. Because I can't give you an advice based on what to me now. Yes. I can choose one over the other.
And
to you, you might want to choose the other over the first one.
On the same level.
Or on the same level. So I feel you should know what's important to you, then set a schedule and just a time and be disciplined with it.
Basically. That's it. Just set your priorities right.
But if you want an advice on social life,
don't ask us. But I feel like we've answered that.
Yeah.
The next one is, how do I tell my mom that I do not want to study medicine? Tell her.
Yeah, I feel most thing with we that we call ourselves Gen Z is our mentality that we can't have a proper communication or a proper discussion with our parents. And essentially, I don't think it's so in our situation.
I don't think it's a generational thing, to be very honest. Because most of the things that we see today that everybody's saying, Gen Z, if you look at the past generation, the way almost everything now that we, even people's personal lives, is on the internet. So things that, even if it existed before, because it was so much light.
Really see. Light was not shown to you.
So it seems like now it's a generational thing.
I agree.
But so,
if you can have a conversation with your mom, make her see a reasonable conversation. Make her see reasons.
And like, please do it at the right time, not when she's angry or she's then
don't do it rudely. Don't do it rudely. You can just call her down to see. Most of these parents, they actually understand us.
Exactly.
Like, she's your mom. What she will do is she will say no.
Tell her maybe there are reasons why you don't want to study medicine.
First, find reasons.
Maybe you can't cope with it. Let her know.
Exactly. Communicate with her. I think everything is just based on communication. Communicate with us. It's not that deep.
But what if, so now let's look at it from the other angle. What if upon all the talk, you sit down, you talk, you watch all the place, and then she still says it.
There's one experience that I will share. The guy, we're meant to choose the class we're going to go, either science or arts class, at the end of SS1. So this guy literally shows arts class, and at home they agreed on science class.
I know someone like that too.
So it was until when the report card got home that the mom found out. Do you know this woman literally sent this boy back? She made him repeat that class just so he could go to science class again. So I feel it might not necessarily work if you discuss or communicate.
You see, the difference with this one is that this person did not discuss. She just went ahead for the whole term. You stayed in that class. That you were deceiving them at home that you were in science class. So I don't know why this person decided to go this route instead of actually telling them, I don't want to go to science class. I want to go to arts. Maybe he has probably done that and they still did not agree with him. That's why he took that drastic. Because let's say he actually did not tell them. Maybe they just said you go to science instead of him to discuss and say I don't want to go. He didn't say anything. So now if he wants to discuss with his mom, that mommy, I'm sorry, I don't want. She's not even going to listen out of anger.
Yeah.
So first have the discussion, and if it does not work out, then you know what to do.
But I want to add something, that if at the end of everything you have no choice than to study what she wants you to study, don't because of that get to school and be nonchalant about your life or your course of study. You might not be able to perform your best at that course, but make sure you are also trying what you can do. Don't say because this is not what I want to study. I think it was his father now that his dad said, oh, be a lawyer. When he said that, okay, let Christian win, he studied it. He put his best there, gave his dad the report card. I'm not saying she go and give your mom your report card.
You might even like
then,
it at the end.
You might like it at the end. So don't say because of that, you get to school, you're like, oh, I did not want to study. You waste your life, waste your time. Because you are already studying it, you can't help it again.
You might as well make the best out of it.
So I think you should just, if at the end of everything, the conversation doesn't work out and you end up studying medicine, just try your best at that course. Try your best, everything you can.
And while you are there, self, improve yourself. You can even start doing some of the things you want to do. Because let's be honest, at the end of the day, how many people are practicing what they actually learned?
Exactly. So I feel KKB said it, while you're studying is also improve yourself in what you want to do. I mean, there's YouTube.
Really?
There's social media is like a school already. Yes. Like a school where you can get opportunities in whatever field you want. So I think you just make good use of it while you're also doing what your mom wants you to do.
Yes. Next one is, hi, I don't want to go to school, university that is. I finished secondary school with good results, but I just don't see the need to go to the university. All my peers are planning to go to the university and I haven't said anything. I don't really think my parents have a problem with that, but I just feel somehow seeing all of them talk about school and they are all excited. What do you think I should do? I think you know what you want to do already, my dear. It's just the pressure.
It's just pressure from people that, oh, school is calm, that wants to make you not go to school.
No, this is what I think. I think this person already knows what they want to do. They don't want to go. Their parents don't have a problem with it. But now, because you're hearing your friends say, I want to go, we're going to market.
If they don't want to go, they won't feel pressurized.
It depends on treasure. You might already say, I don't want to do this thing. It depends on, this is not, it doesn't apply to, you may say, I don't want to do this thing. I don't want to, maybe I don't want to buy this shoe. And then suddenly, all your friends around you, they're like, I'm so excited to buy this shoe. I'm going to the market tomorrow. They are planning together. Maybe your friends that you've always worked together, both of them, they are going to the market together. It's only you are at home. They're not considering. I mean, maybe I should. But to be honest, deep down, you really don't want it. But just so that you can feel among every fear of missing out.
If that's it, just do what you want.
Fear of missing out.
Don't be pressurized to do anything. Just do. I even find that you're lucky that your parents is fine with it. So if that's it, I feel you should just follow what you want. Don't feel pressurized by what people are doing.
Before you go to the school, you'll be regretting it.
Yes, you'll regret. So just do what you want to do.
So Eva, you already know what you want to do.
Once you feel it's the right decision for you, you feel you're making the right choice for you, for yourself, then follow that right choice for you.
Evaluate it, your decision. Think about it. Do you really want to go? Do you not want to go? Think the society makes it seem like if you don't go to school, you can't be successful. And there's a way they look at people that don't want to go to school.
Yeah.
So, and I think most of the time, people just assume that this person that did not go to school is because they don't know book.
Or because they don't have money.
Yes, which is wrong. Some people just actually don't want to go. So, I think people should also change their mentality, how they look at people that
don't want to go to school.
And I feel like there's also this thing that I've heard, like I've listened to people, young people around our age, like that don't want to go to school. The way they talk about people that are in school, as if they are angry. Like they make it seem like, okay, so I've actually been in a space where I was listening to these people talk, and the way they made it seem like we are wasting our time
going to
school, that you go to school and you may not even get a job, you may not do this. The same way you made that decision for yourself.
It's the same way another person made decision to go to school. So don't feel like, oh, those people are wasting their time. And mm-hmm. those people should also feel like you are wasting your time. Because everybody has the right to make that decision last.
Mm-hmm. So, I feel like you'll be fine. You'll sort it out. Just think very carefully and, you know, think it through. Another one says, there is a particular friend in my life. I won't really call her a friend, though. But we're always walking around and moving together, and people think we're friends. We actually got a bit close, but I started noticing some things about her that I don't like. She speaks very bad about people, gossips about people, and she doesn't even really like me because I heard that she was talking about me, and I have actually confirmed. What do you think I should do? Should I actually distance myself from her, or should I just stay?
What type of staying is that?
You've mentioned a running red flag. you mentioned things that should not be found in friendship.
Yes, that red flag is red gone. Like, very red.
You already know. I think this from what you said, you already know that you should not be in such a situation. So why
did they tie your leg to that friend? My dear, no.
I think some people actually find it really hard to detach themselves from
it's
people.
Actually hard to detach yourself, but then your peace and your mental health over everything, my dear.
Even sometimes I find it very shocking. Even people that you see that they don't like you, they wish you bad, like they don't. And yes, you find it hard to distance yourself. I think maybe because I can't relate to it currently, maybe because I've never been in a situation like that. I don't even pray to be in a situation like that. But I think that you just detach yourself. And this is the thing, a lot of people over and over, they will give people second chances. I believe in giving people second chances. It depends, like maybe they can't change, but it depends on the situation.
Depends on the situation, exactly.
But some people will give these people second chance over and over and over and over and over again at their own expense.
I feel in this one, just leave.
Distance yourself. And
this
is another problem, Treasure. When people have seen you together, you're always working together. So you find that they've already said these people are friends. You know how people are like, they just see you talking to someone, they will immediately assume that you are friends. So it's hard to detach yourself from that person.
In my first 2 years of uni, I detached myself from, I think, 5 people.
I never talked to 5 people. I know reach 5
people. I'm serious. The first three set of people, I don't know how it happened. I think it was more of a friendship of, the first three set of people, it was because maybe one of them was from a secondary school of mine, and she was friends to those people. So out of, I'm from secondary school.
Familiar faces.
I think it was more of friendship or familiarity or familiar faces that made us believe we were friends. But we didn't work out. And I had to detach myself. Fine, people talked. Well, I think what you just are talking is, I distance myself, but we are not fighting.
Exactly.
I detach myself from it doesn't mean, I'm keeping malice with you. We just didn't work out. Life happened and we fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
If I see them now, I will still greet them.
We don't have the same goals. Yes. We don't have the same plans.
I remember two of them had issues of recent. Both of them actually came to meet me and I know as I did my part in helping them to sort it out. Mm-hmm. Meaning, we don't have issues. We just didn't work out.
Your goals just don't align.
Then the two other people, it was more of a friendship of convenience that made us, and I realized I don't want to be in something like that. I want to be intentional about people I keep around me. So I'm not fighting with them. I just distance myself. But fine, to them I feel like we fought. If they take it the wrong way, I apologize, but I can't do anything about it because I know I'm not fighting with you, and I will try my best to make you know we're not fighting. I just have to distance myself. But if you still take it the wrong way, then you have to deal with it because my peace and my mental health are very important. You just have to deal with it.
And you know, the situation is even different for you, yeah, because your is more it's more like you have different goals. Don't align. This one is, this person is a threat to you. They don't like
a
you.
A very big threat.
They are hiding under the guise of
and
your friend.
She might even be seeing something she's benefiting from you. Yes. That's why she's there.
Ruining your name.
Exactly.
Other people.
I feel, talk to your sense. Sorry for that. But talk to yourself. Distance yourself. Don't distance yourself with pride. But don't fight with the person because, like,
because if you continue, it might reach an extent where
you just break.
There are situations where you'll be friends with this person. They've gone around, you know, saying things about you, ruining your reputation in different ways. Exactly. By the time you now pull yourself from that friendship, it's already late.
It's too late.
How many people are you going to go and meet and say they lie? And go and
explain to, exactly.
It's a lie, oh, so, I did not do that, oh, I did not do that. So I think we should also be very intentional about the people that we allow into our spaces. Yeah, yes. People that you allow to be your friend.
Exactly. Don't just be friends someone out of convenience or out of familiarity or be intentional, very intentional, because in the long run, like the end
people
of
people in your life matter.
They matter. They
matter.
So just distance yourself, my dear. It will be hard, but you have to do it.
Everything will be fine.
You have to do it.
Someone said, my friend recently started making music, but let me not lie, the music is not sweet. Cannot blow with the type of music he's making. How do I tell him without hurting his feelings that he should probably consider a new career path? Sorry, we cannot help you with this.
Hey, God,
there's this thing where people are like, be honest with your friend. And I think I actually still heard this thing today where someone is like, your friend will wear something that is not good though. You'll be laughing at the friend, then they will snap pictures and post and you comment, go girl, you look nice. Why that friend, you should be honest and tell
it
the
depends
person.
Being honest can break someone's self-esteem.
Okay, but if you see, if your friend is leaving maybe the hostel and she's wearing something that maybe the colors don't match, or it's just summer. Will you tell her that I don't think you should wear this, so because it doesn't look good. There's something, okay, this is that.
I feel there's a way you can say it. There's a way you might say it.
Yes, that won't off to the person.
Yeah, in my room now, in my room, I tell something because of maybe relationship that we have. There's a way I would tell her that I should be like, I've been now, this is like this, she will change. If I wear something. But at the time that I will leave her alone, she should go. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she leave me alone, so she should go. Because maybe that situation does not permit or something. Do you get? So I feel.
And there are some situations, self, why the person might tell you and you'll be like, leave me alone, I like it like this. Or you tell the person and they'll say the same thing because your taste is very different. Who knows? Maybe the song your friend is singing, there's a market for it. But do you actually think that there are situations where your friends, maybe they write, they sing, or maybe they draw, and the work they do is somehow, how, or I don't know, depend. But this thing, the problem about things like this is perspective. This is reality. Because to them, they are doing the best thing. And then to another, and you might actually see other people telling them, this thing is nice. So
but it's not just
it seems
just
like you are now the bad person. What do you do in such a situation? I don't think I've lived so long to know what to do. I'm not that experienced.
I really don't know what to say. But I'm trying to look at it from the two of them perspective too. Because if we are saying you should not, if we are saying you should talk, like you should tell the person that thing is bad. To that person you want to tell, it might be good to that person.
Yes.
The person might feel like, yes, he's doing his best.
Offended and be like, what do you mean? Exactly. And you may not even tell the person. So the person now realizes that this thing is not...
Yes, and the person is like,
So you knew and you did not tell me. Maybe they meet a professional to listen to you. And the person is like, so this part is not good.
Like, why are your friends? They cannot tell you.
Well, exactly. And because I always see this in the comment section. Be like, who are your friends? Why can't they tell you?
Exactly.
So
I feel it just depends.
Because when it comes to matters of talent, it is very touchy.
Yes,
if it is something like, auntie, this yellow, green and blue you are wearing, it does not match. You come and change it. So you come and change
it. It's still
different.
You know, talent.
But talent.
I mean, I'm a writer. If you are my friend, I remember something occurred over said. I was telling a friend of mine that I'm a writer, that person should just check out my writing and everything. Until that, like, the person did not even do, like, she knew I had that part in me. Everybody was hyping up my writing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never saw, like, this person literally didn't see. And the thing is, that writing was good. Let's not forget. I knew it was good. Other people knew it was good. But then, as someone that I call myself a friend, you knew for a long time I was actually struggling with putting my content out there, and I did it, then you could not do anything about it. You could not
support
me or anything. It's actually painful. So I feel when it's issue of talent, you need to consider it well.
And
you need to.
I've heard people say this thing that if their friend is doing something, their friend is putting out work out there, content out there, and if the thing is not up to the standard, they will not support because they cannot be seen attached to substandard work. So in that case, you are not now supporting your friend. Your friend is just wondering, you are not posting this thing. I do that. You're not granted the friend there. Your skinny is
not.
See, know your friend.
Exactly.
And what works for you, people. Also, I feel like consider the situation. Situation matters a lot of time.
How your friend takes things. Some people are very sensitive. Some people are very.
I wanted to say, just be honest, but. No. Don't lie. Definitely don't lie. If they ask you for your opinion, you can say, okay, well done, I appreciate your efforts, but you know this is not really my style of music.
So maybe I can't really say anything about it.
Because exactly, Treasure, maybe I like classical music, and my friend said they want to start singing hip-hop. Me, normally, maybe I don't like hip-hop, it just annoys me. So even if it's my friend that is there, I listen to it, I'm like, I'm not interested, I don't like it now. So my own opinion might be flawed. It might, because I just don't like that type of music. So maybe I will not be able to actually give my friend any constructive.
Don't give a straight up answer.
Yes.
That's best. As a law student, don't give a straight up answer. You can rally around the point.
You might even, maybe you are not even well versed in that topic or whatever. Exactly. You can direct the person to someone that is
someone that
more qualified
to tell her the truth.
More qualified that might even, you know, have actual tips to help. Because it's one thing to be giving people default in what they are doing, and you are not giving them anything to actually
improve. Like, that just settles it.
Because it is very easy to criticize. Okay, after you criticize your friend,
what do you have to offer? What solution can you provide?
Exactly. So after you've told your friend your song is not suited today, are you going to sign him up for singing classes? Are you going to, you know, enroll him for classes to songwriting classes?
That settles it all. That point just settles it.
Because are you telling him you are not good at music? Kill it. Don't do anything. So how are you going to help him now improve? After letting him see, you're not good at it too, but you can be better. Now let's work on making it better.
That I feel that's the answer.
I think that's the end best of the we matter. Can do for you.
End that's of the matter. You can do for you. I think that settles it.
So this is the last question. This is the last one we'll take because this thing is getting too long. People have problems. I'm sorry if we were not able to touch your problems. I'm very, 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 very sorry. But this one says, I borrowed money from one of these loan apps and I used my friend as a guarantor.
Ha! Ha!
Now, I cannot pay the money back. I don't know how to tell my friend.
Don't tell your friend anything. Go and submit yourself. Go and submit yourself.
Oh God, I borrowed a sum of 150,000 naira and we are both students. What should I do? Why are you using your friend as a guarantor without telling?
See, you guys, let me even just drop this piece of advice. As a friend, then be very careful you want to go and do guarantor for us. So don't say, oh, this person is my friend.
I remember one class that we're doing, and they said that even there are situations where husband and wife, so the husband has to appear in court for something. And I use the wife as a, I've forgotten the word, shorty or something like that. I can't remember the word. To stand so that if that person cannot be fined, it's you that they will arrest in place of that person.
Even husband and wife are very careful when it comes to issues like this.
And the husband ended up running away, and the wife had to go to jail because of that.
Talk us about friends that you mentioned that. And you leave each other last. Omo, no.
This one self is even worse because he went to go and put that person's name without telling the person.
Without.
But there's.
Omo, no.
And I don't understand this new methods that we are having where people loan money from all these loan apps without the loan app confirming from these individuals that. Because I feel like if you are signing, so writing somebody's name as a guarantor, you want
to confirm the information.
They should confirm, that, your name has been submitted, or even this thing of collateral, you'll be hearing people using another person. This loan, some of these fraudulent loan app, they will not go and confirm
if you really want, if the other person knows about what you are doing. Yes, I think I saw an issue like that of you sent online, and I'm like, this person is can actually sue the maybe app or loan app or whatever because you did not come to confirm to me that you wanted to use my name as guarantor. You just used it. How am I to know? Like, that's very wrong. You're meant to confirm. There's meant to be a way to confirm.
But to be very honest, let me just say the truth. You cannot go and write my name as a guarantor after collecting one. You expect me to pay you, to help you to pay when you default. That's very wrong.
But just go and submit yourself in jail, my dear.
Leave me alone.
Exactly.
150,000. If my friend writes my name, again, if you shake me, 500 self, no people want.
Nothing. You cannot even, anything.
Anybody that even uses my name as a guarantor currently, now that person hates me. It's not even hate. You have faith in you. And I exactly. really want to have that type of faith in myself. 150k in this economy. You can't even shake 5k from me currently as I'm sitting like this. That's a 150k. You can't pay. Please.
What should the friend do? That's my question. Should the friend go to jail and say, okay, like, what do you want the friend to do?
What do you
or the friend should come and pay, or the friend should go and look for, or
maybe
what?
He thinks. So I think probably what this person is thinking is that maybe he can't pay. So the friend pays in his behalf and he ends up owing the friend instead.
So you run away with 150. They play.
But from the way the person is saying, I don't think it is already, the person is due for payment. So maybe the payment is near. That's what I'm thinking, and he knows he can't pay. So they've not yet
work.
So what should they do? Should they go and tell the friend beforehand that Alpha, I don't write your name, I know if he pay. So in case they call you,
I feel yes, tell the friend. But don't tell the friend as a way of shifting responsibility. Just tell the friend so that the friend will be aware. They add that, okay, you're looking for the money. I'm making sure you do everything possible because it's actually inhuman for you to shift the responsibility of paying to your friend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's right. But I feel, yes, you should tell your friend. Your friend has the right to also know so that they will not just come and pick her and carry her to jail at home just suddenly. So I feel you should tell her, but then don't say because you've told her, okay,
she should not come and pay. Don't put the responsibility.
Also, like, find a way, like...
And it depends on the way your friendship is. I don't think your friendship is going to be the same after this.
At all.
But it actually depends on the type of friendship you have. I don't know. Because some people, their friends, some people now, they tell their friend, why you go put my name as guarantor? I beg you, you're your own lane. And that's the thing. While some people, depending on maybe I don't know. I don't know what I would personally do if my friend writes. If my friend put my name, I would laugh.
Depends. Because, okay, I was in discussion with some adults. They were talking to me. I was just listening. One of them was in an office. She wanted to get loan from this cooperative society stuff. Then she needed a guarantor. It was another teacher that needed to be the guarantor.
Yeah.
But none of them wanted to be the guarantor because they knew the woman was not going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she came to meet the adult that I know there. Mm. The adult was like, she just found a way to escape because she cannot come and put her in trouble.
Trouble, yes. This is a very difficult time in this country for you to be doing that. And you're students again. So, sorry about that. Yeah, I wish you all the best and I hope you can pay the money. So, this is where we're going to stop today because we've already gone. This is like... what maybe the third longest episode, but I hope you really enjoyed what we said and you were able to pick a thing or two and we solved some of your problems. I don't know. See, take our advice with a pinch of salt, though. Like I said, we are not very experienced.
We're young.
So just, evaluate, consider what we said, consider other people, your family members, your mommy, your daddy. Just don't, we are not therapists or anything. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you for Treasure, listening.
Thank you for, being on the podcast. Treasure is a regular OG. So we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.